Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Reporting live again, it's your boy MJ holding it down, city to city, city to city. And on today's episode, I'm with my player, my partner, my brother, my loved one, all the way into Zumangagini. It's your boy holding it down, one of the most hustling motherfuckers, like into Zuma. So it's your boy L2, Doc Yam, Hala Adams T. Holding it down from SIP Studios into Zoom. Shout out to our executive producer, Umbo.
Shout out to all of us. Shout out to all Pay.
Shout out to all my ex. Shout out to all Coco. We appreciate it.
JP, you good, bro? Thanks for having me, bro.
So, Doc Yami, you are such a versatile motherfucker, dog.
Yeah.
The shit that you're playing right now. So the last shit that Nick Nagyon was some shit that you did with Unelo Tangnatwa. And I feel like, I guess it did well for you because you're continuing the vibes.
Yeah, the whole concept of Igomi just came about trying out like new music. But they started like to feel the whole vibe. So I was okay, maybe this is the winning formula. So carry on like recording a lot of songs. And yeah, man, you can't like stop a winning formula. So this is actually a song we did with Sleeping Buddha titled Umon, taken from his EP, Area 51. So this is what we've been pushing lately.
Also, it's the producer's project.
Yeah.
Please repeat his name.
Sleeping Buddha.
Sleeping Buddha.
Yeah, Sleeping
Buddha.
See,
what's up with this guy?
Hey, bro.
Wala kapi, no? What's him last?
What's the very name? He's an Indian.
Oh, he's a Lani.
Yeah, it's an Indian. It's an Indian producer. He's done a lot of work in the industry. Even if it's underground, but he has like worked with a lot of people. Right. So we just came together and like infused with Styler Samson Solution. Yeah, Nama Pizza Kilawa Electric Com. So we just like made an EP. So this is the single of the whole project.
Last time I peeped you, it was when you leave technically but young that I see it was like, I think it was a little old if we said a bit of show, but dog shooting on all of his exes, like yo, my exes ain't shit. We on TV.
Yeah, Nelly is wilding out too. Yeah, shout out to Chanelo and MTV Pace for actually plugging that song. I've been pushing that song, investing like so much energy into it. And yeah, it finally paid off its turn in first.
Let the people know where also is from, Dr.
Amistin. Island. Actually, Island. Yeah, that's where I was born.
And when did you start this music thing? Because I've known you for like a good like 6-7 years.
2010, but started taking it seriously in 2012. Yeah, started in 2010. But from 2012, I think it's like seriously. When I think Alubon, it's okay. There's actually
some momentum.
Some momentum in this. But I started like doing hip hop.
But right now, with GOM, fine. The music is GOM, but the culture is hip hop.
Culture is hip hop, bro. Like music
the
is the same.
Hip hop.
Music is the same. Connection is how I keep upset. Let's see, music changes and you complain. Music pushing and like we gotta adapt. So, no matter when GOM, when I'm up here, I mean, I see music as interior. That's why I'm versatile. I would come with hip hop.
Like and that's what it's about, okay?
Yeah. I can never be comfortable in one. In one genre, that's not arts. I think being an artist is just, you know, trying out new things every day. Because arts is about experiencing new things every day. So you can't call yourself an artist if you only box yourself into hip hop. But I'm not saying if you box yourself into hip hop, couldn't they wrong? But man,
I mean, like I said, hip hop is so the culture now.
Yeah.
Every sound is hip hop because Wizkid considers himself hip hop.
Every sound, like hip hop.
Frank Ocean considers himself. Kid Cudi considers himself a rapper.
Exactly.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. So what you're trying to say is hip hop gives birth to all these sounds. So
not necessarily gives birth to. Gom wasn't inspired by hip hop, but.
But I must sound demanding. Like they come from Ilento le hip hop because it's originated from. I must understand the was so as she come, she am a piano. But like a lot of these Afro beats or trap soul, they have like elements of hip hop. So we can say hip hop is like a universal language. We on like musical.
I would say it's a universal culture.
Culture, yeah. Culture one of grand.
And it's more universal now because of Gom know how to make money from it.
Which is something we're failing to do. And that's one thing, meaning I wanted to make money out of music. I saw everyone was, people can rap, but there's a whole lot of things that go into music than just like rapping. Like making money is one of the things, like the business side of music. That's what I studied the most.
Personally, Sin, are you signed or are you independent? If you are independent, how is it working out? It's Sin.
Independent is the hardest thing, bro. being independent is the hardest thing, you know. You please. Know, you
explain it to the people.
Natin, itenge na yaphum. That's what independent means. Whatever money you make, leyo mali leyo, you put it back. So marketing, shows, bookibela, you need transport. You gotta have an image. So many kogis, yabo fanele uthenge ingubo. You have to pay people, abantu that are taking care of these things. There's people designing things for you. Like, independent is the hardest thing, but in terms of independent, it's imali yakho uyibona yonke.
When that check finally does come in, it comes in.
Imali yakho uyibona yonke. Awekho amakhasi aphumayo komunye umuntu.
Ama unknown cards. Some unknown dinners that you don't even know.
Bu invoice 10,000 qatha ku one. Bu invoice 50 qatha ku one. Then wena ukhokhela abantu ke ke. Yeah.
Right, so showcase,
yeah, okay, Dr. We're trying to hit more than 50. We're trying to go for more than that.
let us know, like, the business side of things. Like, is it a label? Do you have a management company?
Yeah, I have a company which is called Black Pineapples.
Black Pineapples.
Yeah.
Is it like media? Is it like publishing?
So it's an umbrella that funds all the entities we do. So we do our events, music.
We
sell concepts to corporates. There's also things that we do, like trying to innovate abantu from election, like access to artists. Connection is the same as I know Mr. Price right now. My sessions whereby we invite some artists and they perform, fashion people that they perform. Just basically taking my corporates and bringing them to the township and exposing abantu. So, yeah, selling concepts is one of the biggest things in Zagala, man, because I'm a corporate, I'm about to go in Zagala and look shin.
But they know there's money, though.
They know there's money. Just like alcohol, with Durban Gin, the reason I became an ambassador is because buyers would look shin, I'm at the banning bar pools, but the buyers would say, because it's a white owned company. So, abantu are very skeptical, would say. So far, I learned. So they needed to find umutumnyama ozowazi ukuthi penetrate a lot. So that's how the relationship, like, came about. So it's okay. Durban Gin and L2 as growing brands, abaspani bo2, and it's been going good, bro. Like, they've been taking care of me for the longest time, and I'm gonna return any favor and
that's the relationship that niggas need to learn now. Which you don't necessarily have to go to a label. You can just talk to an alcohol company or whatever company on the side, develop a relationship with them, and then make money for each other.
Exactly, because they need us, bro. Basting and Ababant. They will act like a basting, but basting. But they don't have any idea what's happening in the township.
But they know there's money there.
They know there's money. They know there's money.
Yeah, because all the people spending money anyway live there anyway. So they know.
Ilogishi is the most spending like
on alcohol
demographic wise. So that tells you what's good why alcohol, food,
entertainment,
anything. Ilogishi lone but I spend alcohol. So that's why we told her we could have billboards of try the luxury. Because that's the only thing we think of try la.
Quiet. That's the only thing I spend money on. Baby mamas, alcohol, cigarettes, weed, drugs.
Yeah.
So what I've been noticing right now with the whole quarantine thing is a lot of people are taking the thing online. Like what Robin Doyle did this thing with Jägermeister.
Sure. I saw you there too.
Shit. Yeah, shout out to Jägermeister for cutting that check. We appreciate so I'm like, the entire game, man, Jägermeister is moving towards that.
Online scene.
What is your move with regards to that? I'm thinking I want to do an online thing too.
Hey, bruh. I'm cool. But mina, for me, I think online has always been something that is always there. What's in your abantu to manage Mabit?
Sebe Pokoisim.
I've always been a digital space type of person. So if you can look at my investment, most of my money goes into online. Like Facebook, I boost. Instagram, I boost. So online has always been something in game. But I'm going to go to Empubion. There's artists that are good in online, like they push online. I mean, I don't think I'm good in that. I think I'm more physical type, like see me, perform for you and all that. But yeah, bro, phoqelekile ukuthi siperforme online and all those things, but
some people are doing it in such a way ukuthi they're selling tickets. Like, your girl Uyashna has an event coming through, like a virtual concert, and she's selling like 30 rand a ticket.
Sure.
With that ticket, you get an email, mhlampe ye Zoom link.
Sure.
And then you see the whole thing on your PC or on your phone.
Yeah.
That's a dope way.
That's a dope way. It's innovative. Like, people need to come up with ideas because. Le nto yenzakalayo le corona asazi ukuthi izola. I think ama event azozivulwe 2021.
Can you imagine?
So
another person who's killing it right now is AKA with the Epiac.
The Epiac,
yabo. You subscribe for 50 rand. Hey, but that's genius, dog.
So bonke labo bantu basitshengisa ukuthi you can actually have an idea, yabo. But kumkhulu. But ekugcineni mina ngingena umuntu okhala kakhulu, but I always try and adapt. Ngasho nje ukuthi kulesikhathi sikusona manje ngizamile nami ukuhlanganisa izinye izinto ezinye ngeke ngikwazi ukuzisho manje, but there's a few things.
No, I see you, dog. You're hustling, motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Kau hundreds.
Sure.
Gagin.
Sure.
First.
Ngilapho futhi.
They know that shit, man. Yeah.
Can I hold a question?
Sure. Shout out to our executive producer, Obo.
Sure. What up? Yeah, L2 Fethu, yeah, I know you got the son now going, I know you from a long time ago, you pushing to your professor. So what I'm actually asking is, ngiyayibona from future, yeah, the son you pushing right now, are we on ever getting like hip hop album from you again?
Yeah, there's actually like a hip hop EP that we just wrapped up. Yeah, because I work overtime, like I record, like, I've content that are recorded in Bochanwar. Two EPs already done. In January already. So what I'm trying to say is I'm working on the strategy to release this thing. So mina being recorded, I only record in January. We record in January, then I spend the whole year trying to think ways, because I can't be like
in studio all the time. You gotta focus on the check.
I actually hate
as much as
studio.
The music. Sure, okay.
I hate being studio, bro. Like, sure, okay. Just do it.
Get the work, get it done, yeah, get it out the right way.
So nga funde strategy, nga sibiza ngani uThabiso, the guy we own the company with. Kune strategy sibiza ngani, like if you do something early, it helps you to think beyond what's wuthi le nto le uyenzile, maso uya push. So there's an EP we did with LCM and Trill. Nelo Wood is there too. I don't know what we're going to name the EP, but sesiyenzile nje, it's wrapped up. And I have like 4 songs away hip hop nami foot from my side that I'm gonna be pushing. So Igqom is not something I'm fully invested in, but I'm just doing it because the wave.
I think it's just another side of you showing your versatility
as an artist.
Yeah.
No, Dokem, you're a hustling motherfucker, dog.
Sure.
I think you should seriously invest in merchandise. I didn't drop a note over your mind if it's so sliced, dog.
Yeah, merchandise.
You know, now's the time for merchandise, now's the time to diversify, dog.
Yeah.
Imagine even having his own restaurants or whatever, dog. Gagini.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah, dog.
Sure.
Bazubala. Even like Youngster CPT having a store.
A store.
Now he has a restaurant next to the store.
Sure.
That's fucking genius, dog. No, DJ Zintana has a store.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I think that's fucking genius, dog. That's dope. No. No Black Coffee now. And you see, he's one of the investors of Iyoko.
Mm-hmm.
The mobile card reader.
Sure.
Yes, you know, it's time to diversify use your brand equity as a musician with your followers,
sure,
and throw that following onto another source of income, which is still part of the brand.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That's what I constantly stress all over to do now more than ever, 40 dog. Because, you know, people are going to get their money the way they're going to get their money, and they're spending that money, dog. I was just reading, Imali, ANZ, or Uber Eats, no Mr. D, has gone up by 40%. Those motherfuckers are making more money in this shit. For example, but even the home renovation thing, it's actually gone up. More and more people are renovating my dining. Should see more holiday jengek. They're working from home and shit. You know what I mean?
So they're losing their jobs.
You know what I mean? Abangi can't afford to pay rent.
Yeah.
And they're getting kicked out. Businesses. So there are some people who are winning, some people who are losing.
Mm.
So you have to figure out a maneuver. What's how the fuck you can adapt to this shit?
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah, best talk. But then, it's a very interesting time right now, dog. Because you see some of the big artists struggling, and you see all the little motherfuckers on the come up like a motherfucker, man. You're like crazy now, man. Like fucking crazy.
And you know what's good? You know what's JP? What's it? I mean, if you manage, I still wanna walk more. Like, this is the time if you are an artist to prove yourself. Because I look more too. Like, I'm a manager, I wanna walk more too. Like, everything is online. So, you get it right, Kanye. Like, you get the winning formula. It only takes one song.
Only takes one video.
And shout out to you, bro. I've been checking your stuff on my video. I hope it's dope stuff you're doing there, bro.
I'm trying to get the hood organized.
It's
time to get the hood organized.
Sure.
Let's get this money streamlined, the right way.
Because now Google thing, I'm born even telling you niggas, bro.
Like, I fuck with. I hang around a lot of business people, dog, Jay, more than I do artists, dog. Shout out to you, Konjunction, you know what I mean? Usimpe, while I'm last in face, now he's doing his thing, said DUC, man, you paying rents. Shout out to Mpendulo, while I'm under, dog. Nigga got like an online app thing as a mobile game. These people are like my clients that I work with, who pay to work with me. Shout out to Sanelitelwe Temperage, you know what I mean? And these people are all black people, all from the ghetto, dog, thoroughly. Black, and they're getting it in. Kunje.
100%.
But niggas are getting it in. You know what I mean? Yeah. So those are the people that hang around with dog and try to hustle with dog. I'm an artist, so it's those certain artists that I hang around with dog, like Robin Third Floor, Gatazo, AK. You know what I mean? Yeah, dog. I like people who be hustling. So one
about
the dog. Yeah, dog. Because you have to keep the momentum going, friends. And you can't do it on your own.
Never.
We have to do it, Kanye, dog, and just flood.
Never.
Now, more than ever, dog. You know what I mean?
It's the same thing I was speaking with Nelo. Whenever you look at me, don't think I have it all figured out.
Nah, dog.
I'm the most killest motherfucker. It's just I keep people around me who always keep, like, you know, on my
head. Around people who are smarter than
you. People who are always going to, like, innovate and motivate you to go, you know, on the upper hand, so yeah, time to put on challenge. Like, I always like people to challenge me. I can't sit with you and not have a productive conversation. That means I've wasted it's cut some and not doing anything. Now I have to learn something new every day. That's how I am. But I have to put a little person for this part.
That's a good way of looking at relationships, dog. Especially the more cool.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah, dog. That's a very dope way. Let the people know what's if it's this single, dog. Like, what's going on? What's the name of this joint?
It's called Umo, and it's released under Yeng Yeng. It's an international label. That's a France.
We're going to France, nigga!
Yeah, so Sleeping Pod is signed there. So, we just decided to do a mom.
I see France! It's a France! It's a ball!
I really can't.
Let the people know where they can highlight you, dog. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter's team, YouTube channel. Like, what's going on?
YouTube channel, it's L2 every day. Facebook, L2N. Instagram, L2 every day. Twitter with L2 a day. So it's L2 WERDAY. L2 a day.
On YouTube?
YouTube, it's L2 every day.
What's the name of the company? You're talking about Black what?
Black Pineapples. Black Pineapples events, digital marketing, and it's also a music label for my
Does it have like a page on Instagram?
Yeah, it's only on Facebook for now because we're still trying to get it up and running. So it's Black Pineapples on Black Pineapples events, music, and D marketing. But if you just search Black Pineapples, it's all pop out because the only Black Pineapples they're calling.
Reporting live again, it's your boy MJ. Shout out to your boy L2 Ntuzuma's finest. One of the most hustling motherfuckers I know. See France next week.
That's coming in with my confetti. He pull up again first. I really like this song. So now I'm going to pull my eyes. We pop us.
Pull up again. We got into a video. We got into a video for that shit, yo. We got into a video for it. Yeah, so Panem Bits took out. Panem Bits right now. Right now, so I'm working on a video for that motherfucker, dog. Shepin Sazuk Donza for a cameo nyana, but sponsored by All Love. Directed by Umche. Reporting live again. Shout out to Deeply Rooted. Shout out to your boy CeeLo. Holding it down. Gagin.
Shout out, JP. Thanks for
having me, bro. Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Reporting live again on RadioDR.co.za.